That's right. Yep. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. If you want to share whatever ticketism that might live rent-free in your head, or if there's just something random that you and your buddies or maybe just you yourself can't get out of your brain, rentfree1310@gmail.com. So let's start with P1 Steve.
Steve.
He says, "Hey, boys. I laid down sod in my front yard a few weeks ago." Not sod usage.
That'd be pretty weird.
Actual grass. Sod. He goes, "I guess I didn't do it right because it wouldn't turn green. Every time I walked past it in my best Norm voice, I would call it trash grass and say, 'You're the leavings of a large farm animal.' But then I would always follow it with, 'But I mean that with no disrespect,' as Norm would often do." He says, "Also, I think Junior is the funniest guy at the ticket. His bits always live rent-free in my head. I love how he pretends he watched Lost and believes in UFOs and Bigfoot. I also love when he tells Gordo to stop knowing that. How can you stop knowing something? Now I tell my wife that all the time. Love it. Keep up the good work. Steve from Austin, P1 since the Rocco Pendola days." Mm-hmm. So salute to you, Steve.
Well, Junior hosts Coast to Coast, so he has his knowings.
Yeah. And
he knows things are out there.
He's not pretending to know about these things.
No, yes.
He actually knows them. And I don't think he's going to stop knowing
Never.
Them at any point.
Never.
Let's go on to... This always cracks me up when he emails in. This is from Cruz. The email address, Cruz in Toledo.
Different guy.
Totally different guy. He goes, "Good morning, Sweet Spot." Now it's the afternoon. Kind of late email. "But what's always live rent-free in my head is why all these donut spots all over town are simply called Donut." Then he also added, "It feels like 98% of them are run by Asians," as Sean would say.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not wrong. And I think just the generic hole-in-the-wall donut place, that's the one we go to, and it's fantastic.
It's the best. And this is one you brought up pre-show. And we've all wondered... You know, because the donut shops are in every single town. A lot of them look the same.
No, it's Donut.
D-O-N-U-N-T.
It's not even right.
Yeah.
I think we've all wondered, like, okay, Asian families own all of these. Why does it happen?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually Googled it today, and there's actually a pretty fascinating story behind
this. There's a documentary about it, actually.
Right, yes.
Which we are going to watch and talk about on the air, because it looks great.
So this started... The trend started in the early 70s, where a man from Cambodia named Ted Goy moved to the United States. He started working in a donut shop in Los Angeles. He got enough money to open up his own donut shop, started franchising, moving around, and they were so popular that Dunkin' Donuts and chain restaurant or chain donut places like moved out. And most chain places... If you've noticed, are from the East Coast. Like, Dunkin' Donuts is on the East Coast.
Yeah.
His places got so popular on the West Coast that no other place was opening up. And he was bringing in other Cambodian refugees, training them. Family members. They started opening up their own donut shops, and that started spreading east. And it became a huge trend in the 70s, 80s, and 90s That's where we are now.
And you can make a pretty healthy living if that's what you do. The only problem is you have to be up at like, 1, 2 in the morning to get the donuts ready. And then you're only working till about noon?
Yeah.
Most generic donut places close around noon.
Or until Mondays when they run out.
Yeah, they do run out sometimes. What'd you say, Lando?
Take Mondays off for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
And that was another thing is it's a relatively low startup cost. It's a small place. Mm-hmm. The menu is simple. It's donuts, kolaches maybe. It's your family is working there, so you don't have to have a lot of money to go into it.
So I know I'm the only one on the crew here that has kids, and it feels
that we know of.
Just about every weekend I get hit up, "Dad, let's go get donuts." Because I think the kid, and I don't know if you guys were like this, like the rush of standing in line at the donut shop on a Saturday or Sunday morning, just in anticipation of like what delicious treat you could get. There's something very universal about that.
Yeah. As a kid going to the donut shop on a Saturday and Sunday morning, or, you know, in high school, if you go before school or something, it just felt like a special occasion. Felt like a nice little treat.
Yeah. Once you start driving in high school, you just go get your donuts for your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a lady in your class you wanted to impress, maybe give her a cinnamon sugar just to say, "What's up, sugar?" Yeah.
So, Lando, have you seen this doc? It's called a
gross.
It's called the Donut
what do you mean
King.
Gross.
Yeah, I saw it a couple years.
Creepy.
Ago.
Is it? It works.
It's good. It's pretty interesting because this is something I knew nothing about, and we saw the trailer. It was like, okay, this is actually a, it's actually a cool story. Like, there's something behind this.
And he became like this linchpin of the donut game, and then he lost it
yeah.
all.
Yeah, he became a gambling addict.
Very curious.
Okay.
To see this. All right, let's go to this is from Hess. He says, "Hello there, guys." And this is from a Twitter interaction I had with Craig Rosengarten last night, because Craig Rosengarten put out a big list, which we'll get to here in a second. He goes, after seeing Sean comment on Rosen's tweet about golf course prices, I wonder what level of wealth one needs to justify paying $50,000 plus for an initiation fee alongside $1,500 or so in monthly dues. As a former worker at Stonebridge Ranch in McKinney and Gentle Creek in Prosper, I never knew about the prices. I would see many athletes at these places, so that should give me somewhat of a hint. Mm-hmm. Guys like the dudes from Dude Perfect, Torrey Hunter, LaTroy Hawkins, Joe Trahan. Interesting.
Which
and,
one?
I'm guessing TV's Joe okay. Trahan. He goes, anyway, what's rent-free in my head is the report about A-Rod getting denied into Dallas Country Club despite being crazy rich after he signed with Texas. Just goes to show money doesn't always buy happiness. And I guess I forgot that, but apparently back in 03 or 04 after he got here, Dallas Country Club would not let A-Rod in because you needed like, not just one, but maybe multiple recommendations to get in this exclusive club.
And A-Rod can't get a recommendation?
I mean, you would think so. According to this story, again, this was published in 04 in the New York Post, it said that Dick Cheney had to wait nearly 3 years before he was accepted, which is pretty wild. And the chart I'm talking about that Rosen posted last night, I guess this is a special or a thing they're posting in Avid Golfer. Vaquero Country Club, according to this list, has an initiation fee of $325,000.
Okay.
With monthly dues of $3,250. Then you have Brook Hollow, Dallas Country Club, Northwood. They all have north of $200,000 for an initiation fee. And, you know, about $1,500 per month. And it goes down the list. The cheapest one to get into, according to this list, is Shady Valley Country Club, $2,000 initiation fee and $383 for your monthly dues. And I guess if you're like crazy golfer, that might be worth it. I'm just trying to imagine a life where I feel like, you know what? I'm just going to write you a six-figure check and pay basically, I don't know, four car payments per month just to play golf.
It's definitely a different lifestyle than what we're used to. But I guess if you're big golf guy and you have the money to
ball
throw
golf.
Around ball golf yes
yes
we should clarify in case people think thought we were talking about disc
well that's
golf.
The
this
beauty
is
of
ball
disc
golf.
Golf it's for the people
do they have
it's not for the elites
do they have disc golf country clubs
no there's property you can actually pay a fee to go play on like
okay.
the one down in Glen Rose which is pretty badass and the one in Trophy Club I think you pay the city or the park but that's it
so do you think if I win the April Fool's Open this year. Do you think I can get a referral to Dallas Country Club?
As you roll up in your...
Like, what is... Okay, what...
Roll
I don't
up
even,
in your Dodge Charger?
Yeah.
With your
like,
one
I don't
for
even,
eight at the April Fool's Open?
Yeah, I finally got there. So what does that mean, a referral? Like, another country club has to recommend
no,
or
like,
something?
Like an existing member... Like,
okay.
Says, hey, let's accept this guy.
Well, I'm sure we have P1s at the Dallas Country Club.
Sure we do.
If I win a major, the fifth major, I think that carries a little weight. Me and Baldy can get in.
Listen,
Baldy won last year.
If they just have this kind of money thrown around, just pay us for listening.
Yeah. I remember when Trey is a bit called like Augusta.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
see like, hey, how, like, where do I submit my application? And they were like, dude, you have to be Tiger Woods' best friend to come here.
They basically just hung up.
Yeah, he like just tried to schedule a tea time.
It was the day after the Masters.
Because he said it looked nice on TV.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this place looks cool. Can I get a tea time?
I don't know if you guys know, but you're in the news right now.
It'd be funny if they're just like, yeah, come on out.
Well, Cray-Tray's a big Azalea guy.
That's true. He likes A-Man's Corner.
Finally, let's go to Matthew. Matthew says, as a huge Val Kilmer fan, I've always loved his first feature film, 1985's Real Genius. Has everybody on the crew seen this?
I've seen Heat.
Okay. Well, Real Genius is a pretty good 80s comedy. He says he plays an eccentric genius college student And typical 80s hilarity follows, featuring space lasers, dorm ice skating, and students from the Wanda Trostler School of Beauty. In one scene, Kilmer's character Chris Knight shares an odd recurring dream with his roommate. For level 1,000 eye rolls and gold medal irritation, I bust this out when the wife or kids say they had a weird dream last night. I yearn for you tragically, Matthew in Lake Highlands. And this is the scene from Real Genius.
Hey, Chris.
Morning.
You know, something strange happened to me this morning.
Was it a dream where you see yourself standing in sort of sun god robes on a pyramid with 1,000 naked women screaming and throwing little pickles at you?
No.
Why am I the only person that has that dream?
Okay.
Real, if you've never seen it, you should probably...
I don't think I've heard of
it. It's probably a 90-minute movie. It used to be on HBO all the time growing up.
It looks very... It's came out in 1985. It looks very 1985.
Very funny.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll like it.
It's got the great Val Kilmer. Mm-hmm. The Hardline Zone Val Kilmer in it.
Okay. In-studio guest Val Kilmer.
Yeah, that's right. While they were at Texas Motor Speedway.
Exactly. All right. Well, there's some rent-free. Again, if you want to share...
stuff.
This is your segment. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. If you have sent one in, we will get to it. Rest assured.